Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Are you going through life with a plan B? Are you stuck in your plan B now? As always, I thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. This episode, we're going to discuss plan B and why you shouldn't have one. Title of this episode is No Plan B, and I'm not talking about the pill. No Plan B, and I'm not talking about the pill. All right, before we dive into plan B, why you shouldn't have one and all that, yada, 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 let's talk about plan A, or the plan, your overall goal, what you want to do. Plan or plan A is defined as an intention or decision about what one is going to do, or a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. That's your plan A. That's your goal. This is kind of what you set out to achieve in the beginning, what you put your mind to, what your dream is, or what you want to achieve. That's your plan. People before us did some amazing things, you know, things that were thought to be impossible, but they still knocked it out anyway. Take the Wright brothers, for instance, inventing the airplane in 1903. But just before that, a director in the Navy said that it was impossible. Take Bell, who invented the telephone. In 1876, he patented the telephone, and he approached Western Union and offered them rights to the patent for around $100,000. That's big money back then, real big money. But they refused and stated the phone was barely more than a toy. A year later, he established his own telephone company. And then less than 10 years later, he had over 150,000 people using the telephone. And that's crazy numbers for back then. So these are just a few examples of people that had a plan and stuck with it. As you can see, problems arise. You know, not everybody's going to believe in your plan just like them. Not everybody's going to support your plan just like them. So with that being said, a lot of us know this or think of this going into their plan. So they develop a plan B. And plan B is defined as an alternative plan of action for use if the original plan should fail. I'm going to read this definition again just to state a point. An alternative plan of action for use if the original plan should fail. Those last three or four words, original plan should fail, are already summing up that pretty much you're thinking your plan A is going to fail. You're already saying, this shit ain't gonna work, so I'm gonna have this to fall back on. And, I mean, of course we're taught a lot of times you better have a plan B, you know, throughout all of our school, college, even our careers, we're kind of conditioned to have a plan B just in case something doesn't work out, especially if you're going on to try and become an entrepreneur. This is one of the main areas where someone is told you better have a plan B. But a plan B can hold you back. A plan B makes you less excited about your main plan. If you have a plan B, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a lawyer. You're more so like, oh yeah, I want to be a lawyer, but you know, I got this, and this on the side just in case it don't work out. You're already saying that you're not going to be a lawyer pretty much. You're not putting your full effort into it. having a plan B waters down your motivation. Again, kind of to the same thing, if you're thinking, I'm going to be a lawyer and that's that, you're excited to tell people about it. You know, you're motivated. You want to wake up early in the morning. You want to attack the day. You have joy when you tell people about it. But when you have a plan B, you're less motivated and you're less willing to express how happy you are about that plan A because you got plan B in your pocket. Having plan B in your pocket only feeds into your fears of uncertainty and setbacks. Like I mentioned about the people above or before, they already had setbacks. They were facing setbacks. People thought what they were doing was impossible or pointless. Yet they stuck with it and they went on to do it. As opposed to having a plan B, you're already feeding into those fears that, you know, your t-shirt business isn't going to work out because this, that, or the other. So you have that plan B. Your podcast isn't going to work out because da-da-da-da-da, so you have a plan B. You know, plan B is only throwing hot coals on a fire that's already burning out of control. Having that plan B is just taking you a step further back from your plan A. It's holding you back. It's keeping you from those dreams that you set out to achieve. It prevents you from stretching all the way to the highest heights. And by that, I mean, if you're trying to reach something on the top shelf, you're not going to be able to completely reach it if you're trying to reach the floor at the same time. So if you're holding on to a 30-pound weight and you're trying to jump and touch the ceiling, it's going to be a lot harder. That's what plan A is already going to be hard enough. Your plan is already going to be hard enough. You don't want to make it harder by holding on to a plan B in the background. Things that a plan B isn't actually going to work in, just think if you approached your children with a plan B. You know, I got three of them. I ain't really going to worry about raising this one too well because, you know, I got the other two just in case. Or getting gas. You know, I'm not going to stop at this gas station because I got two other that are 10 miles away. If that gas light's on, you keep pushing it, eventually you're going to run out of gas. Think about a marriage, for example. If you constantly have a plan B, then your main marriage or your actual marriage isn't going to be as great, or it's not going to be as successful. It's not going to succeed if you're hanging on to a plan B. So plan B doesn't always apply. Plan B isn't always the best thing that you can have, even though we're conditioned and taught as we're growing up, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't focus all your attention to this. If you're trying to be a basketball player, a lot of times you're told, you know, don't just commit to basketball. Keep trying other stuff along the way. And, you know, it kind of waters you down, even though I will say playing multiple sports does help you in another sport. Just keep that in mind. I'm not knocking that or anything. But anyways, back to plan B. Having a plan B holds you back. It, as the definition says, should your original plan fail. You're already speaking that out there. You're already putting that out there by having a plan B that plan A probably isn't going to make it, as opposed to giving your all, overcoming these setbacks that you're going to face. Even if you have a plan B, you're still going to face setbacks with your plan B. It's still going to be obstacles in your way with your plan B. So why not just give plan A your all? Some people that have gone on, you know, to become what we call famous nowadays, Jim Carrey, for example, his first performance, he was booed off stage, but he stuck with it. J.K. Rowling, she was a single mama on welfare. Now she's pretty much a billionaire just by selling books. It took her 7 years to write Harry Potter, and she was refused by 11 or 12 major publishing companies. And she stuck with it. Sydney Poitier, one of the top actors, I'm not just going to say black actors, but one of the top actors out there, after his first audition, he was told to quit wasting people's time. Jay-Z, he's another. In 95, no label would sign him, like no label at all. So he went on to do his own thing. He became successful still. Gigi had it. She was rejected by Victoria's Secret twice. A lot of times she's called too big and athletic, too bulky, crazy stuff. And now she's one of the top models for Victoria's Secret. So if you have a plan A, stick with it. You're gonna face obstacles. Things, of course, aren't always gonna be easy. So there's no reason to feed into a plan B when you can just continue to give your all to a plan A. Now, also, with that being said, things happen. Plan A doesn't always work out for whatever reasons. You may want to be, I don't know, one of the best runners or something like that, and something happens, something tragic happens, and that takes away your plan A. But giving your all to plan A can lead to other avenues, can create different pathways for you. So plan A can lead to plan A 2.0. It may not pan out exactly how you want it, but it can be exactly what you want. So even though, you don't become that runner that you thought you wanted to be, you could become the runner coach, that everybody depends on. You could be, it can lead to so many other things by giving your plan A complete dedication, effort, time, commitment, just because it may not pan out exactly how you thought, it can still work out. I think her name is Joan. I don't even know how to pronounce her middle name or whatever. I think it was Joan Samuelson. And she was like one of the best skiers out there. And she went on to become known for running marathons. She actually holds, I believe, the world record, or at the time held the world record for 8 minutes at the Boston Marathon. She was on the skiing team and had a ski accident that prevented her from skiing. As rehab from that accident, she got into running. And like I said, she went on to become one of the best marathon runners out there. She got gold in running marathon. Just because she stayed dedicated and stayed committed to her plan A. Your plan A can lead to different avenues, can create different opportunities that you never even thought or dreamed of, just by staying committed, just by putting in that effort and that time. You may not can be the best singer, but you can end up being the best music producer just from putting all your eggs into singing. So don't think that putting your all with plan A is gonna simply lead to failure, so you create a plan B. Stick with your plan A and let it lead you to where you need to be, or where you're supposed to be. Your best plan B is not having one. I can't stress that enough. I can't say that enough. Your best plan B is just not having one. If you continue to show unwavering commitment, dedication, you put all your energy into it, you're either going to get it, or you're going to get what you were supposed to have in the beginning. Plan A and attacking plan A with all you have is gonna create different pathways for you. I mean, I know it's a little repetitive, but I just can't stress it enough. Stick with it. Don't let the outside world deter you from your path. Don't let any setbacks hold you back. No matter what you do in life, you're gonna face setbacks. Things are gonna be hard, especially if you're putting everything you have into something. It's gonna at times seem like there is no hope, but continue. I encourage you to continue on your path. Continue striding for exactly what you want to achieve. Striding for your goals. Striding for that career, relationship, marriage, family that you want. Don't be afraid to put all your eggs in one basket. Don't be afraid to give it your all. And with that being said, be how I always leave. If you found this in the slightest bit helpful, if you think this may help someone else, please like, share, and subscribe. If you have anything you want me to talk about or change, if you even want to be on the podcast, please reach out at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. I appreciate you guys for listening, and until next time.